A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men, filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task. Whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community, so they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, also called Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. It's absolutely incredible what the apostles are doing in chapter 6 of Acts of the Apostles this morning. They're trying to save time, right? And we all try to save time. But usually when we try to save time, we try to make more time to be productive. But the apostles are trying to save time for something more important. This is what they say. "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table." They're trying to make time to spend in deep prayer with the word of God and then be able to preach it to the nations. That's what the apostles are saving their time for. And so the question is for us, you know, why do we save time? What do we spend our time doing? In our free time, what is it that we're trying to save up for? Are we trying to spend more time with the Lord in the sacred scriptures? St. Augustine, in his Confessions, great spiritual autobiography, he has a great prayer, and it shows just this burning love of his heart as a bishop not focused on administrative tasks, but desiring to spend time with God's word. Let this be our prayer this morning. "For a long time now, I burn with the desire to meditate upon your law and to confess to you both my knowledge of it and my ignorance of it. The first beginnings of your light, and what remains of my own darkness, until my weakness shall be swallowed up in your strength. And I do not wish to see my free time scattered and wasted upon so many other things, but may thy scriptures be for me my chaste delight."